This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, care of Paul or Raul, R-A-U-L, M-O-N like November, T-A-N like November, D like David, E. Fax is 989-321-4085. Regarding Ernest, E-A-R-N-E-S-T, Keen, K-E-E-H-N, like November, date of birth 7/10/1945. Dear sirs at Saginaw Veterans Administration, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Keen with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and diabetes, hypertension, and atrial fibrillation. His last visit was July 8th of 2025. He's currently seeing Dr. Liu, L-I-U, a urologist who has placed a Foley catheter in for urinary retention. He did have to go to the emergency department on January 2nd to have a new Foley catheter placed because his dog accidentally scratched the old one and he was leaking quite a bit of urine everywhere. They did a culture, and that actually revealed some growth with yeast. So he will be starting probably an antifungal medication soon. And he also has had recent UTIs and sepsis due to that catheter. He will be following up with Dr. Liu also for management. He has lost 8 pounds since his last visit. He states that he is eating well and feels fairly well currently. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or syncope. He uses a CPAP machine at night with oxygen. And dyspnea on exertion is stable. Medications, I want to highlight the Jardiance 10 milligram daily, Sotalol is 80 milligram daily, Spironolactone 25 milligram daily, potassium is 20 milliequivalent daily. He takes Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram 2 daily, Finasteride is 5 milligram daily, and Losartan 25 milligrams daily. Physical exam, his weight was 195 and blood pressure 117 over 54. And labs, most recent lab studies were done in the ER, 1-2 of 26. And his creatinine is improved at 1.63. Previous level was 1.72. Estimated GFR is 42. Calcium 9.1, sodium 136, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 24, albumin is 3.6, his hemoglobin 12.1, white count is 11.1, and platelets are normal. The urinalysis had a trace of blood, a trace of protein, also 50 to 100 white blood cells were noted, and some yeast was also seen. Physical exam, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs done every 3 months, as he has been doing. Two, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. Three, history of hypertension. His blood pressure currently runs on the low side, but no symptoms of orthostasis currently. And four, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.